Monitor and adjust your sales activities and tasks to stay on target. Hey there, elite contractors. Glad to have you here on another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Monday, June 24th, on our Ask the Coach Day. And as I mentioned last week, this is the end of the halfway point of the year, right? We're coming up. This is the last week of June, basically. We got July starts beginning of next week. So this is the end of halfway through the year. We're at our halfway point. So it's a perfect time that we should all be looking at and paying attention to where is our business? Where are we? Our business, our project, you know, we set up in the beginning of the year, we set our goals, our ideals, and, you know, action plans and all the things we talked about. And a lot of times we forget about them. So some of you I know are going to be like, oh, let me go dig through this stack of papers on my desk and see if I can even find the goals that I established. But others, you know, we have them, we've been paying attention. And so hopefully that's what we're going to do this whole week. We're going to talk about that stuff. Really take the whole week and talk about mid-year kind of review. Let's take a look at our business, see where we're at and see what's happening. So today I had a great question to discuss that came in a few months ago. Actually, but I thought it was a great time. And the question was about what to do when we're not hitting our sales goals. But before we jump into that, remember it's Monday morning. So we want to do our three things. Our three things, it's that list of things we're going to work on, those little things. And this week, okay, this week we kind of know, I'm going to tell you right now, don't put anything new on your plate and do what we're going to do this week. Make that your three things for the week is let's look at where we are. We're halfway through the year. Okay. The end of June, you can easily now make a pretty good indication of where you're going to be at the end of the year. If you've done $1 million in revenue in actual billings, then, you know, chances are you're going to be close to 2 million at the end of the year. If you've sold 1 million, going to be close to selling 2 million, right? We can determine quite a bit, you know, halfway through. We have a good track record to look at, and we still have plenty of time left in the year to fix anything that's not going our way. So concentrate your three things on that, how we can look back over, you know, so I would say the first thing is to look back over the year to date, see where we are. Second thing is look at where we got to go. And third thing would be to create the plan to get there. Okay, so let's get into it. So I got this question, and it's one I deal with quite a bit, you know. But basically, the contractor was having a hard time meeting the sales goals, and wasn't sure what to do about it. You know, like he'd sat down and figured it all out, and you know, wanted to do so much money a year, and it just wasn't. They weren't selling enough. So the thing was is we had to analyze it, and I spent a little time with him. But we have to analyze to determine what part is off, right? Because just because you're not hitting your sales goals, you can't just – there's a lot that goes into that if we think about it. You know, there's a lot of parts and pieces that go into even coming close to hitting a sales goal. And we got to make sure we're focusing on the right parts to make corrections. So that's the main thing we want to look at, and that's what we're going to discuss today, is how, you know, is looking back at what components, you know, that maybe are falling short so that we can really determine. But we start out, you know, any given year and any given quarter, any given month, we have our sales goals, right? If you're doing the stuff right at the beginning of the year, we're using this sales goals for the upcoming year to make a lot of determinations on things we're going to do with the business. You know, if we have a looking at those sales goals and those target revenues and things like that, those are the things that we're going to use to determine, you know, hiring. If we're going to hire new people, they're going to determine how much money we have, you know, basically to spend on overhead, how much markup we have to put on our bids to distribute that overhead to all the projects. It's going to look at our spending, you know, are we going to go out and buy a new piece of equipment or some new tools or some new trucks because of our sales? Are we going to, you know, have the ability to pay more debt? Do we have, are we going to have cash flow problems? Are we going after larger projects? Right. There's so many different things that this sales goals really play a part in managing and the strategic development of our business. So when we sit down and we create all that stuff in the beginning of the year and we're looking at it and, you know, maybe we're looking at it saying, okay, we're going to do 2 million this year. We spend, you know, $400,000 in overhead on average for the year. So now we have a percentage that we need to mark up onto our jobs and, you know, kind of figure all that out. But if you spend, you know, and sorry, those numbers may not make good math sense, but I'm just throwing numbers out. So, but if you spend $400,000 a year in overhead, okay, however that's calculated, but if you're spending $400,000 a year in overhead and you thought you were going to do $2 million this year, then you would be putting a markup on of what, 20%. So all your bids would be carrying 20% for overhead. Well, if all of a sudden you're not selling that 2 million and it looks like you're going to get to the end of the year and only have $1 million in sales, that 20% is no longer going to cover you, right? It's not enough to cover the 400,000. So that's why it's so important that, that first of all, that we have these goals, because that helps us determine how to set up our business properly. But it's also important to make sure we're paying attention to them along the way, because if we're not reaching them, we can really find ourselves in deep trouble. So we got to make sure we're tracking. And luckily, you know, this, the person that I talked with on this particular question, they were tracking. The issue he was having was he's not reaching them, you know, and he was falling short. And it was actually good for him that he was tracking them, because he got alarmed about it. He actually got alarmed about it, you know, like I said, a couple months ago. So, you know, it worked out good. I'm sure, you know, I haven't heard from him lately, but I'm sure it's moving, at least hopefully moving in the right direction for him. But we have to make sure that we have a system together, that we're tracking our sales and we're making sure we're hitting those revenue goals or those sales goals. Now, keep in mind, and I mention this a lot because it's important to understand the difference. Today, we're talking about the sales only, not the actual revenue, right? I can sell 5 million, but if I don't do the work, I can't bill 5 million. So this is the selling process that I want to talk about today, not the actual production and the billing side of it. But we'll get into that later. But today is just about the sales, because that's what the question came in about, was, you know, he was not getting his sales. So when you have this, and we often all do, I mean, I don't know that anybody's going to be lucky enough to sit down in January or December of last year and throw together some great plan for sales and have it work out exactly perfectly. You know, a good plan, okay, a good plan is going to have a lot of moving parts and pieces. It's going to include how many leads we're getting, how many estimates we're churning out, how many projects we're winning, what our win ratios are, you know, so many different things. And for all that to work out perfect is, you'd be super lucky. The idea is here, we make a good plan, we put in our efforts, and hopefully, you know, it comes out close to what we're doing, and we adjust as we go along the way. If we had put together a plan that we were winning, you know, 2 out of 10 leads that came in the door, we were winning those projects, we might find out when we look back halfway through the year that we're actually winning 3 out of 10. So maybe we're doing better, and maybe we're, you know, that's great, but maybe we're still not on our sales goals because maybe the projects that are coming in are smaller, right? So we may need to do some different things. So that's why we want to look at it. And that's what I want to go through today, is just kind of how to walk through that process of looking back and checking on our sales goals. So the first thing that I asked, and I went through with this customer was, or this client was it a good goal to start with? Okay. Were those sales numbers a good goal? So, and what do I mean by that? Well, if you're doing $1 million a year right now, and you have all the staff to manage that, you have a sales process in place, maybe it's you, maybe you have a sales rep, but you have all that working, and you did $1 million this year, you know, you did $1 million in 2018, and you decided you wanted to do $5 million in 2019. Well, if you didn't make some changes, bring on some people, or do something different, it's not really a very realistic sales goal to say that you're going to do $5 million. I mean, can we grow a lot in a year? Absolutely. But, you know, selling $1 million worth of work versus selling $5 million worth of work, if you're doing the same work without making changes, that's a big difference. Really big difference. If I'm doing, you know, kitchen remodels at $50,000 a pop, and I want to do, I'm going to do $1 million in 2018. Now, so I'm going to take that up to $5 million. That's five times as many sales calls, five times as many estimates, five times as many projects, right? So we got to think about it and make sure, was that goal realistic to start with? And then if it was a good goal, so if I did $1 million and I said, well, I want to do $1.5 million or $1.2 million next year. So I'm not an extreme increase, or maybe I just wanted to stay at $1 million and I'm having trouble hitting $1 million this year. Okay. So is the goal good? That's the first question. And if it is, then, you know, we move on to the next question. If it wasn't a good goal to start with, then we're going to, you know, we need to back up and regroup. And that's the last thing we'll talk about. Okay. So if it was a good goal, then the next question I ask is, did you have a good plan? Okay. Because just setting a goal, 1.5 million, is not a good plan, right? There's no plan to get there. Like, how are we going to do that? If you are, you know, if you're running a business today, doing $1 million a year, and you have, maybe you have some Facebook ads, maybe you have some, you know, local ads in some magazines or whatever you're doing to get that $1 million worth of work in the door, you want to increase that to 1.5 million. There needs to be a plan. I mean, if we're only doing $1 million this year, why are we going to be able to jump to 1.5 without some type of plan? So we have to, you know, you have to look at your plan. What plan did you put together to increase your sales? Or what plan do you have to get your sales in the first place? If your plan is sitting back waiting for somebody to call you because they found you online, then you've got a bad plan. Okay. So a good plan should include, you know, the full steps in the sales cycle. How are people finding us in the first place? How are we getting our leads? How are we managing our sales? How are we managing our estimates? And how are we tracking the wins that we get? Okay. So we have to look at what was the plan. If you want to do $1.5 million in sales and you do $100,000 projects, then you need 15 projects, which means you need to win at least one a month, right? 1.2 a month or whatever it works out to be. So you need to figure out from there, well, if I need to win one a month, how many do I need to bid? How many proposals do I need to submit to win that one? If I'm winning one out of four, then I got to do four proposals a month. So how many leads do I need in order to generate four proposals a month? So you see, that's how the plan needs to work. It needs to start with the end in mind, but then what do we need to do each step of the way to reach that particular goal? So that's the whole, you know, the pyramid thing I talk about all the time. And I know there's some good podcasts out there, you know, some previous episodes where we talked about this whole breaking this thing down and getting to your numbers of how many leads. So in that instance, if I need to win 1.2 projects a month, and I know it takes four bids to win a month to win one, and it takes me I win, you know, I get to do a proposal on, you know, one out of two sales calls. So now I need to do 8 sales calls. And I know that 1 out of 4 leads gets to a sales call. So now I need 32 leads in a month. Okay. So you can break those numbers down, and that's what a good plan is. Okay. So was your plan good? Did you have it broken out with enough detail that you can track what's going on? Because that's how we determine what's going on. If we're getting the leads we need, we're getting the sales calls, we're getting all the opportunities, and we're submitting estimates and we're not winning, then we know where the problem is and we can figure it out. Okay. So if we didn't have a good plan, drop back, fix the plan. Now, if we had a good plan, then the next step is, did we execute? Right? So if I needed 32 leads, my plan would include how I'm going to get those leads. Maybe it's Facebook posts, Facebook ads, Instagram, maybe it's trade shows. Who knows what whatever you developed. So we need to look, did we do those? Did we execute on those tasks? Right? So if I said, you know, like for me, when I was trying to get out and do more public speaking, I needed to reach out to 5 people a week, right? So I would look back and say, okay, did I send those 5 emails? Did I actually reach out to those 5 people? Did I execute on that plan? And if I did, and I'm not getting that one response per week that I was looking for, then I would say, okay, well, what's going wrong here? Do I need to send out 10 emails a week to get one response a week, right? Or do I need to find a different way to do it? And so in that instance, I kind of went a different route, but that's what we need to do. So we look and make sure, did we execute on our plan? All right. And then once you look and figure all that out, if we executed the things that we were, set out to do, then we have to figure out which ones are missing the mark, because something's not working. Something's going wrong. But if you have the right plan and you did the task, you can now, and you tracked it properly, you can go back and see what's wrong and make adjustments. And that's what we do next, is just make the adjustments, try to fix the problem. Get some help if you need it, right? If it's marketing, get some marketing help. Feel free to reach out to me with that. Like anybody that, if you got questions, reach out. I'll help you. So that's what we want to do. If you're not reaching your sales goals, start at the top. Was it a good goal? Did you have a good plan? And did you execute? If you followed all 3 of those things, then it's just a matter of adjusting the task going forward to get the results we're looking for. But now the last thing we need to do, or actually the first thing you should do, if you're not reaching your sales goals, then we need to make sure we're adjusting for the consequences. Right? What's that going to do? What's that impact to me? If I planned everything to do 2 million a year and all of a sudden I'm only doing 1 million, I better make some adjustments. And I've still got half a year to do it so I can end up profitable at the end of the year. So look at that. If we're not making those sales goals, look at what it did to our business so that we can make adjustments accordingly. If we planned our markups based on a certain revenue and we're not going to get there, then we better look at what we can adjust in our overhead. We better look at what we can do. And since we're only halfway through the year, we can look at how we can fix our sales as well, right? So that's the whole thing. If we're not hitting those goals, the first thing we want to do is make sure we're checking what that impact is to our business so that we're making adjustments so it doesn't put us in a bad position. And at the same time, go through the plan and figure out what's going wrong so that we can make corrections and get back on track to meeting our sales goals. All right. So that's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting. Start building.